Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Bulgaria's second biggest city, Plovdiv, has many reasons to feel a sense of pride this year. After being elected Bulgaria's European Capital of Culture 2019 at the end of September, it is now marking another important event, the 50th Jubilee of the Academy of Music, Dance and Fine Arts in the city. In that time, the Academy has given the start to many talented Bulgarians. Violinist Vasco Vasilev, opera singer Krasimira Stefanova, as well as a number of folk music performers. Some of them will take part in the gala concert to celebrate the anniversary. Here is more from Professor Milcho Vasilev, rector of the Academy and artistic director of the Academic Folk Choir.
На 25 септември, за първи път в България, ще си направи уникален концерт.
The concert we are planning on the 25th of September will truly be unique to Bulgaria. 500 singers, instrumentalists and dancers from the foremost folklore ensembles will sing, play and dance on the stage of Plovdiv's amphitheatre. We shall also hear performances by the orchestras and choirs of the Academy of Music, Dance and Fine Arts, the Trakya, Pazarjik and Rodopa Smolin folklore ensembles, as well as the orchestra of the Bulgarian National Radio. Many of their members are graduates of the Academy, which makes us very proud. The soloists will again include artists who have graduated the Academy of Music, Dance and Fine Arts, who have gained world renown: Teodosi Spasov, Binka Dobreva, Ilka Aleksandrova, Rusica Pejčeva, Denislav Kekhayov, says Professor Milcho Vasilev. The program also features works by Kosta Kolev, Dimitar Hristov, Kostadin Burujev. Listen now to a performance by the Academic Folk Choir of the Academy of Music, Dance and Fine Arts in Plovdiv. In 2014, the Academy of Music, Dance and Fine Arts was awarded Classic FM's prize, the Golden Plume. Here is more from Professor Milcho Vasilev about one decision the academic board was unanimous about.
На 24 септември с единодушно гласуване от Академичния съвет Теодоси.
On the 24th of September, Teodosis Pasov will be conferred the title Dr. Honoris Causa for his outstanding merits in the development of the Plovdiv Academy. He has proved that our folk instruments are truly unique. Teodosi has contributed to their popularization across the world. He has shown that the kaval, or shepherd's flute, is an instrument equally well suited to folk music, classical music and jazz. Taking this as our premise, we at the Academy set up several pop and jazz formations in which our colleagues play folk instruments. Teodosi never tires of saying he has graduated the Plovdiv Academy. Here now is what Teodosi Spasov himself says about the title he is being conferred. The Academy of Music, Dance and Fine Arts in Plovdiv is a place where excellence is attained. I was overjoyed by the news. It gives me the strength to continue on the road I have chosen in life. On the 25th of September, I shall be taking part in the Academy's Jubilee concert with my own folklore quintet.
Oh!
There will also be other concerts to mark the Academy's 50th Jubilee. On the 30th of September, lecturers from the Classics Department will perform as soloists of the Plovdiv Opera, whereas students will be playing with the Pazarjik Symphony Orchestra. The Jubilee celebrations will close on the 24th of October at the City Culture House, where all genres taught at the Academy will be presented. The one-hour program will feature classical and folk music and dance, pop and jazz performances, an exhibition of works by students of the fine arts and photography. Finally, listen to one more performance by the Academic Folk Choir of the Academy of Music, Dance and Fine Arts in Plovdiv.
Thank you.
From Radio Bulgaria, we presented the Academy of Music, Dance and Fine Arts in Plovdiv, which this year is marking its 50th jubilee.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.